そのもうずっと前からの AP たちがその準備と、今朝皆さんを、迎えに来るあの教会に案内するとかその準備とかでものすごく忙しい、週末だと思いますので、もしかしたら、この中に、皆さんが、もういっぱいいっぱいになって体も心も疲れる人も、いますかもしれないんですけど、今朝最初に一番最初に御言葉をもう一回もう一度、お読みしたいと思います。イザヤ書の50章4節と5節、神である主は私に弟子の舌を与え、疲れた者を言葉で励ますことも知れ、明日ごとに私を呼び覚まし、私の耳を開かせる、私が弟子のように開くようにされる。神である主は私の耳を開かれた。私は逆らわず、後ろに退きもせず。今朝私が、何より祈っているのは、疲れている皆さんに、神様から、励ます言葉をいただけるようと、願っていますし、また私たち一人一人が弟子として、まあ、今は朝なので、神様が私たち一人一人を呼び覚まし、私たちの耳を開いてくれること、私たちがこの1週間、神様のために生きていくことを、祈っています。 I want to welcome all of you that this is your first Sunday、who have come as new ATs.I remember the first time、that I arrived in Japan、to live.、I remember the first night going and laying down in what was supposed to be my home. That I looked around and I didn't know what anything was, and I didn't know where the light switch was, and I didn't know what I had and what I didn't have. And I'm sure all of you are feeling that sense of、disorientation. And、what I hope is, I hope that you will feel welcome and that you will feel blessed this morning. I also know that those of you who have been ATs for a year or more than a year now, who've been preparing for them, and many of you are making changes in your schools, I know that this has been a demanding few weeks for all of you. And、I'm glad you're here today. And I'm thankful for what you're doing to help、to bless those who have made it come. And、I was really struck this morning as we read Isaiah 50. I want to read that again. If you want to open to, you can. Isaiah 50, verses 4 and 5. The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue.To know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. So I imagine that some of you, whether it's because of jet lag or because of overwork, are feeling weary.This morning. And so my prayer is that you will receive a word from God today that will sustain you、and that will bless you and that will encourage you. And I pray that as He wakens us this morning、that He will waken us and He'll open our ears to the things that He wants to say to us, the things of love. And this is、the last week of Lent.、it's the Holy Week.Some of you may not be familiar with that. You can see the palm branches in the windows. And today is Palm Sunday. It's the day that we celebrate Jesus going to Jerusalem. It's his last week with the disciples.、some of you signed up. We're going to start a devotional series for this week at Meeting Church. If you didn't sign up for it and you'd like a book, you can let me know after worship. Those of you who did sign up, make sure you see me.、but this will guide us.With prayers and the songs and the scriptures through the last week of Jesus' time on earth. through his crucifixion and through his burial. Until next Sunday. And as I was thinking about this week, I was really trying to ask God, what is it that he wants us to hear? What is it that he wants us to know? The last 2 weeks we've been talking about the cross of Jesus. And today we're going to focus on the story of the cross of Jesus, but not the significance of the cross, but we're going to look at the heart of Jesus in his last moments with his disciples. 今朝は、就労の終日で受難節の最後の1週目というのは先週間と言います。それはイエス様がエルサレムに入っていて、皆さんがそのヤシの葉っぱを取ってホサナホサナホサナ、その王様がエルサレムに入って彼らに自由を得させることを何より期待しました。でもその最後の1週間で、イエス様が、弟子たちと一緒に、時間を過ごせて、でその最後の週末に、イエス様が十字架につけられてお墓に3日間入りました。で今週水戸教会では、私たちはその先週間のディボーションを始めます。それを登録した人は礼拝の後にこれを僕から持ってきてください。でこれに参加したい、でも名前を書いてない人はぜひ礼拝の後に私の方に登録かけてください。でもこの最後の1週間にイエス様は、どういう思いがあったのか、また私たちのイエスの弟子として何を学べるか、何が聞く必要のかを、この時間を、取って過ごしたいと思います。でこの間の2週間はイエスの十字架についての教えだったんだけど、今週はまたその十字架の時だけど、十字架についてじゃなくてイエスの心、どういう心があったのか、その最後の時、最後の時でさえどういうような心を持つのか、で私たちもどういうような心が持つことができるのか、弟子としてそれに注目したいと思います。この聖書の箇所を読んだら、先ほど言ったようにイエス様がエルサレムに入って、また神殿でその物を売った人に怒り出して、これを彼らを神殿から追い出して、またその木に乗りを言った時もあります。 So if you look through the scriptures in the Gospels, you'll see in these passages in Matthew 21 and Mark 11 and Luke 19 and 20 and John 12, we're going through that story of the last week of Jesus. First he rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. He goes into the temple. He sees that they are trying to sell something, and he's upset. He runs them out of the temple. And he also curses the fig tree. Then it goes to the story of Lazarus. And after that special time with the people that he was closest to, they go to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prays. And he prays, "Not my will, but your will be done." And he's arrested. He's beaten. He goes through many trials. Then, you'll see the next slide, he's hung on the cross. That's what we're going to focus on this week. また、その後の話は、イエス様が一番親密な関係を持っている弟子たちと、最後の晩餐を、持って、その最後の晩餐でイエス様は弟子たちの足を洗ったり、それが終わったら、ゲセメネでお祈りして、神様、 私の御心じゃなくてあなた様の御心が行いますようにというお祈りをしてから、イエス様が捕まえられて、でいろんな人に弁明をしなくちゃいけなくて、で結局イエス様は最後に十字架につけられた。で十字架につけられてから、彼が亡くなり、お墓に皆が入りました。それはこの1週間の、話になります。イエス様はその1週間の中に、どういうような心、どういうような感情があったのか、今私たちはヨハネの福音書を読んでいます。ヨハネの福音書は一番最後に書かれた福音書です。他の3つの福音書の、約30年間から60年間の後に書かれていて、ヨハネの福音書はどっちかというと日本人にかなり合ってる福音書だと思います。なぜかというとヨハネはストレートに厳しく言わなくて、柔らかくイメージを通してシンボルを使ってそれを表現しています。光とか水とかそういうようなテーマが書かれています。でももう一つの特徴は、ヨハネはイエス様の12人の弟子たちの中の一番仲がいい3人の中に入っていました。その輪の中に入っていて、なのでヨハネの福音書を読むと、かなり親密な言葉、イエス様は何を感じたか、何を思ったか、その普段に人がわからないような話はヨハネ自身がそれを書いてありました。なので私たちがその先生と弟子との関係の中でかなり重要な福音書だと思います。でヨハネの福音書は21章があります。1章から11章までは生まれてから3年間のミニストリーが全部そこに書いてあります。12章から21章まではその最後の1週間、あと読み上げた後のことが書かれています。約半分以上が1週間の話なので、ヨハネはどっちかというとこれからの1週間のことに集中しています。In John's Gospel, we're focusing on John's Gospel in our calendar year this year. As many of you know, John was one of the 12 apostles. But in the 12 apostles, he was in the three who were the closest to Jesus. And as I was thinking about this last week, I was trying to think, if it was my last week with friends, we've gone through many goodbyes. The new ATs, you've gone through many goodbyes with your jobs, with your families, and you're starting something new. The rest of us have just said goodbye to a lot of people who have moved. So this is actually pretty close to our hearts. We all know about goodbyes. Jesus is preparing for his last week, his time of goodbyes. And John spends more than half of his gospel writing about this week. John has 21 chapters, but chapter 1 through 11 is from his birth through all 3 years of his ministry. From chapter 12 through chapter 21, John spends most of that time just on one week. It's this last week, the week that he enters into Jerusalem and his last moments with his disciples. So John is important to us because we can see the heart of Jesus more. To be a disciple of Jesus means that we don't just want to follow a bunch of rules. We want to know the heart of our Savior. And we want to share in that. We want to have that same kind of heart. And John's gospel is one of the best of the four gospels to help us to see into the heart of Jesus. Not just what Jesus did, but what was he thinking? What was he feeling in those moments? If we want to be transformed to be like Jesus, John's gospel is a good gospel to help us go through that transformation process. This is one of my friends. Her name is Rebecca. She's from the Philippines, and she just passed away on Thursday. She found out in October that she had cancer, and they said it was stage one cancer. And she continued to deteriorate in her health. I'm friends with her whole family. And every year when I went to the Asian Mission Forum, this was one face that I always looked forward to seeing. So it was really sad for me to realize that I would not have a chance to say goodbye to her and that I won't ever have a chance to see her again. So when I was reading about Jesus last week with his disciples and I was thinking about her, I felt like I could enter into that in a more real way emotionally, having to say goodbye. And I'm going to share with you what struck me from what Jesus said in John's gospel. But I was looking through some messages that I had with Rebecca. I called her Auntie Beg. That's her nickname in the Philippines. Everybody has nicknames in the Philippines. The very last words that she wrote to me was, "I love you." この方は、アジアミッションフォーラムで最初に出会った友達で友人で、彼女は、フィリピンの方で、毎年アジアミッションフォーラムで会えた、姉妹です。彼女は、この間の、木曜日に、がんで亡くなりました。で去年の10月にそのがんがあったことを、気づいて、その時はステージ、1と呼んでて、そんなにひどくないと思いましたが、彼女が急に、だんだん悪くなってきて、なので、この間彼女が、亡くなったことを聞いた時にはかなり自分にとってとてもショックだった。とても素敵な、笑顔がある、姉妹で、いつもハグを、くれた姉妹で、若者に、いつも励ます言葉が、ある、私の、おばさんみたいな感じなの、人で、なのでそれはかなりショックを受けた、別れの言葉とかができなくなって今からにも会えなくなることはとても、残念に思いました。なのでこの間の週にその、選挙を準備した時にはイエス様またその弟子たちがどういう感じがあったのかを、これを聞いたら自分も感情的にもそこに、入りました。で Facebook を見ると、彼女の一番最後に私に送れた、言葉は I love you、 あなたを愛してるよ。イエス様もそのヨハネの13章一節を読むと、これが書いてあります。さて杉越の祭りの前にこの世を去って父の身元に行くべき自分の時が来たことを知られたので世にいる自分のものを愛されたイエスはその愛を残るところなく示された。I love you。私たちも、愛している愛されている亡くなった存在はいるでしょう。 その中で私たちはやっぱり人間として、自分のことを悩んだりそれがあって、でもイエス様自身が、亡くなることを向かっている、それを分かったことでどういう心があったのか、愛されているようにいる者たちにその愛を残るところなく示されたと書いてあります。また、元の訳だと、もしかしたらその愛を残るところなく示されたことだけじゃなくて、最後までその愛を持っていきました。だから最後の時でさえという問題があります。So it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Or if you look at the original translation, it could also be translated this way: He loved them to the last. Often, when we're getting ready to face a struggle, when we're getting ready to face a change, when we're in the midst of deep sadness, where does our focus usually tend to turn to? For me, I have had two family members, a father and a sister, who have been sick for about 4 years, off and on. And I think about, in the midst of their sickness, am I usually thinking about them, or am I thinking about my feelings about the fact that they're sick? Jesus getting ready, knowing that he's getting ready to leave his disciples, Jesus knowing that he's getting ready to face his own impending death, what kind of heart did he have for the ones he loved? John says he showed them the full extent of his love. He showed them that he loved them till the end. This week I've had a few opportunities to talk with people about what is love and what is peace. For a lot of people here, from the Buddhist background, the idea of peace is the absence of desire, emptiness, the absence of hurt, the absence of thought. In Japanese we say mu, okay? Just that idea of being total nothingness, and that's where you find peace. But Gaku and I were talking about this just a couple days ago. Jesus' sense of peace is not the absence. Jesus has a sense of peace in the middle of the struggle. The struggle doesn't disappear. It's finding a sense of peace, having a sense of peace in the middle of the struggle. And I think the point is because the peace doesn't come from me. In the Buddhist thought, the sense is it's sourced in me. If I empty it, then I can find the peace. I can have the peace. I can receive it. But what Jesus is telling us is not that the peace is within us. The point is that the peace is outside of us. Peace is in the reign of God and living in the reign of God. Even if I'm sick, I can have peace. Even if I'm full of joy, I can have peace. As I was reading about my friend Rebecca, one of her friends said, in her last moments, she still had peace. And she knew that she was going to God. And she had love for her family. That's not from her. If you want to know true peace, if you want to know true love, I think you have to return to Jesus. I think that's the point. この1週間の中で、この聖書の箇所、ヨハネの13章の 1節を読んだら、平和、平安ということは何でしょう。愛ということは何でしょう。何人かが愛とは何ですかとは聞いてある。平安とは何ですかと聞いてある。よくね、仏教とかでは、その平安、平和はどっちかというと、無ということに、集中しています。その欲望がなくなる、その悩みがなくなる、でその何もないところ、その無のところに平安が見つけられるという教えがあります。でもイエスにある平安はまた全然違う平安で、どっちかというとその悩み、その苦しみの中でさえ平安があります。なぜかというと、平安とは私たちの中からのものではなく、神様にあるもの、神様が私たちに与えてくださるもの、神の国に私たちが入っていて、神様は支配することを気づいて、私たちが支配されていることの中でその平安があるという違いがあります。この箇所を読んだら、イエス様はかなり感情的に苦しみの中の最後の最後の一週間だったと思います。それであっても、イエス様は平安を持って愛を持っていました。私の、お亡くなった、友達、ルベカさんも、他の人のコメントを見たら、彼女がその最後の2日間の中でも平安があって、神様に向き合って出会うことを楽しみにして、愛を持って、そういう最後の時でした。それはイエス、イエスにある愛、イエスにある平安だと思います。 So what is it? What are the words? If we want to know the heart of Jesus, if we want to know about the peace and the love of Jesus, let's look at the words that he gives to his disciples in these last moments. First, John chapter 14, verse 1.Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. John 14, verse 23. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. And then the promise, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.And later in verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. From John 15, verses 9 and 13, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.Now, remain in my love. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. John 16, verse 22. So it is with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice. No one will take away your joy.I look at these words and I think these are the words that probably Jesus, the human side of Jesus, needed to hear himself. But Jesus is sharing this with his disciples. We have an amazing Savior who really, really, really loves us. Who really has a heart for his disciples and has a heart for us. And if you walk away today, one thing I don't want you to forget is Jesus' heart for you and how he loves you. Y que usted no, Johanne no, fin show, Juno show, Jugo show, to, Jugo show, y show ni, y tiene más. Más de, Johanne no, Juno show, es así. あなた方は心を騒がしてはなりません。神を信じ、また私を信じなさい。まあ、日本語でこの、新旧訳は分からないんですけど、この新改訳は神を信じ、また私を信じなさいと書いてある、でもまたその元の言語に見ると、信じるのも合ってるけど、信頼する、信用するというアイディア、まあ、そういう気持ちもそこに入っています。神様を信頼してください。私にも信頼してください。その信用ということが書いてあります。また同じ14章の23節。イエスは彼に答えられた。誰でも私を愛する人は私の言葉を守ります。次はイエス様からの約束です。そうすれば私の父はその人を愛し、私たちはその人のところに来て、その人と共に住みます。私たちは一人ではない。神様は私たちと共に住みます。また、同じ箇所の27節、私はあなた方に平安を残します。私はあなた方に私の平安を与えます。私があなた方に与えるのは、世が与えるのとは違います。あなた方は心を騒がしてはなりません。恐れてはなりません。15章9節と13節、父が私を愛されたように、私もあなた方を愛しました。私の愛の中にとどまりなさい。人がその友のために命を捨てるという、これよりも大きな愛は誰も持っていません。で、16章の22節、あなた方にも今は悲しみがあるが、私はもう一度あなた方に会います。そうすればあなた方の心は喜びに満たされます。そしてその喜びをあなた方から奪い去るものはありません。繰り返してまた言うと、イエス様はこの最後の一週間でさえ、最後の時でさえ、こういう言葉を、人間らしさ、その人間の私たちが何よりこれを聞きたいことだけど、イエス様はそれを残している弟子たちに伝えている言葉。今朝この礼拝が終わっても帰って、何より覚えていきたいのは、イエス様はあなた 一人一人を愛しています。あなた方にその愛とその平安を与えたいのです。そういうような救い主、そういうような主は私たちが今週はいます。最後にヨハネの19章25節から27節、今朝も、朗読しましたが、もう一回それを、読みたいと思います。この時イエス様は十字架につけられた、先週アツさんがその十字架につけられた、具体的な痛みと、かなり、ね、あのひどい話を聞きましたが、その時でさえイエス様は自分のお母さん、自分の仲がいいヨハネにどういう態度、どういう心を持っていたのかをここで見えると思います。イエスの十字架のそばにはイエスの母と母の姉妹とクロパの妻のマリアとマダラのマリアが立っていた。この教会にいるお母さんたち、自分の子供が十字架につけられたらどういう痛みがあったのか、それを想像してください。イエスは母とそばに立っている愛する弟子、それはヨハネと見て、母に、女の方、そこにあなたの息子がいますと言われた。それからその弟子に、そこにあなたの母がいますと言われた。その時からこの弟子は彼女を自分の家に引き取った。この救い主は私たちが信じています。このような方しか私たちの人生を変えられないと信じています。このような心を私たち一人一人弟子として持ってほしいと、そういうことを目指しています。Finally, one last word. The last couple weeks, we've been talking about the cross, and those of you that were here last week, you got to hear Atsushi give a pretty graphic description of the pain of Jesus' beating and the cross. And all of you here who are in English do not have children. So what I want you to imagine is, I want to imagine if you were on the cross, I want you to imagine your own mother looking at you on the cross and think about what she would be feeling in that moment. And then I want you to think about the heart that Jesus has for his mother and for his friend. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the Savior that we believe in. This is the heart of the Savior that we believe in. This is the heart of the person who we've entrusted our lives and we carry his name. This is who we identify with. This is why we're here today because of this Jesus. And I'm moved by his heart. I'm moved by his love. My hope and my prayer for you as we start this new year is that you can begin today to have a desire and a vision for having this kind of heart. Because this is the person that we want to know. This is the person who we want to become like. It's this Jesus. It's this heart that we're challenged, that we're called to have. So, just three things I want to remind you today, and two questions, two challenges I want to leave you with as we start this new fiscal year as a church together. Number one, I want you to remember that Jesus loves us. Not just saying it. I want you to really, really, really know in the way that you live, in the way that you look at other people, in the way that you talk to and talk about other people. I want you to really know and recognize that Jesus loves us. He loves me and he loves that other person. We are his treasure. Number two, he died for us. He loved us so much that he died for us. Every week we come together to remember that. But I'm going to confess to you that sometimes I don't really recognize or realize the power of that. And number three, as his disciples, he invites us to have the same kind of heart that he has. And I think in some of the scriptures you can see what kind of heart Jesus has. And so my questions for you today are these two questions. Will you accept his invitation to have his kind of heart? And number five, will you seek to have that heart? Esa, ano, 3 つのポイント、ただ、今週覚えて、今週だけじゃなくて、今年度で覚えていきたいことがあります。また2つの質問がそれに残って、今年度に私たち一人一人、また教会としてチャレンジしたいと思います。1番目は、イエス様は私たちを愛しています。それを言うことだけじゃなくて、本当に行動まで、生き方まで、私たちを愛していることを分かるように、神様が私を愛しています。私は神様の宝、よく、ね、何人かと聞いたら日本人は、愛の受け方は下手ですと言っている。なかなか愛を受けられない、遠慮する。でも本当に神様、イエス様は私たち一人一人を愛する。それを本当に受け入れる。また自分がそれを受けるだけじゃなくて、相手どういうふうに、他人にはどういう態度を持つ、何をどういうふうに話すのか、それを本当にそのイエス様はその人を宝物として信じているなら、その人への態度はどういう態度、あと自分がどういうものなのか、自分はあるじゃなくて、自分はイエス様に愛されています、から自分も宝物です、それを信じてください。二つ目、イエスは私たちのために命を落とされました。私たちをその愛をそこまで持っていました。三つ目、彼の弟子として、イエスの弟子として、イエスは私たちに同じような心を持つように招かれています。イエスの弟子というのは イエスのようになることを私たちが目指しています。でこの2つの質問があります。あなたはその招きを受け入れますか。で2つ目、イエスのような心を持つことを求めますか。先ほど読んだ平安を与える、愛を与える、この時でもこの時でさえその平安を与える、愛を与える人になること、それを目指してますか。今年この家族で私たちが一歩でもイエス様のに近づくこと、その心を持つことに近づくことを何より目指して祈っています。お祈りします。神様、イエス様が私たちの、救い主である、私たちの主である、愛を持つ私たちの模範になる、平安を与えるお方です。感謝します。どうか私たちの目を開いて、耳を開いて、心を開いて、そこまで弟子になることを私たちにその力を与えてください。また私たちだけじゃなくて他の人に意図的にその愛、その平安を伝える、紹介する、他の弟子を作る弟子になることを願っています。どうか私たちを助けて導いてください。この最後の十何節の1週間、聖週間で聖霊様の導きがありますように、来週のことを楽しみにして、期待して、その喜びが持つことができますように、この1週間私たちの心を準備してください。 God, as we enter the last week、of the Lenten season, and we walk through this week、thinking about Jesus' last moments with his disciples, being hung on the cross, fighting against the power of Satan and against sin and deathin hell while he was in the tomb. Our hearts wait in expectation and preparation for the hope and the promise that he made for the next week. And we need that joy. We need that resurrection. We need the truth of that. God, I pray...this morning that you would bring us again to the feet of Jesus. That you would bring us again, or for the first time, to the heart of Jesus. Would you call us not to be believers only, but to be truly disciples?To be transformed by that love and by that peace. Open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears, so that we can see you and so that we can know you more deeply. God, help us not only to be disciples, but to be disciples who intentionally share that love and that peace in any way we can with the people that you've brought into our lives, that we will love them enough not to just want to share, but to actually share with them and to see more people who will experience your love and your peace and your joy as your disciple. God, that's my prayer for this people. That's my prayer for our church. Guide us by your Spirit, by your wisdom, and above all, by your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Yes, Amen. Amen. Amen.